ABC News, I'm Dave Packer in Gaza. Sounds of celebration in Khan Yunis as Palestinians were seen cheering and dancing during the early hours of Thursday. This after Israel and Hamas announced they signed off on phase one of a deal to end the war. The U.S. has been brokering talks with Hamas and Israel in Cairo that would see the release of at least some hostages and Palestinian prisoners and a pullback of Israeli forces. Evening protests in Chicago, hundreds marching through the streets carrying signs like "No Trump, No Troops." This is National Guard troops from Texas are expected to be deployed to Chicago to protect a federal ICE facility. Former FBI Director James Comey has pleaded not guilty to lying to Congress, calling the Trump Justice Department case against him politically motivated. And his lawyers say he will argue that to the court to try to get the case dismissed. The IRS website says the agency will furlough nearly half of its workforce as part of the ongoing government shutdown. This is ABC News. California will phase out certain ultra-processed foods from school meals over the next decade under a first-in-the-nation law signed by Governor Newsom. Dolly Parton is reassuring fans after some recent posts by her sister and a rescheduling of her residency. A source close to Parton says she's dealing with kidney stones.
Country music legend Dolly Parton setting the record straight after her sister, in a post on social media, asked for prayer, saying the singer has not been in the best health lately. Parton, in her own video post on Instagram, says she's been working hard on commercials for the Grand Ole Opry.
I know lately, everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you?
Concerns over her health swirling after Parton announced she would delay her upcoming residency performances due to some health issues. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Since he was announced as a halftime show at next year's Super Bowl, Bad Bunny has seen his music catalog streams soar. Analytics company Luminate says Bad Bunny saw a jump of 26% or 50 million more streams in the U.S. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Frost advisory tonight, mostly clear, patchy frost and lows tonight, mid to upper 30s. Sunshine for tomorrow, a high temp in the mid 60s. Slight shower chance Thursday night. Back into sunshine for Friday, highs upper 60s. Currently it's 37.
come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Stars fall from the sky for you and I.
WGBW. Great music without any pumpkin spice.
97.9 FM.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given. I got. What's the use in trying? And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. That's the way it seems.
never saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Hooked out in my mind, I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
That your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Every day,
every day,
every day
of the year.
Every day. that you belong to me.
December.
You're the present beneath my Christmas tree.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. We have Mike Clemens Sports on the air Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mike is embedded with the Packers, brings you everything from practice and every game start to finish with updates throughout the day. Mike Clemens' award-winning sports and coverage of the Packers right here on your home for local news, timeless hits, Packer updates too. It's 97.9 WGBW.
It's time to race your pets for charity. It's Amanda with another New Wisco 411. Here to tell you about the first annual Paws for a Cause Canicross and Trail Run Walk for Charity on Saturday, October 11th in Denmark, Wisconsin. Canicross is like dog sledding, but without the sled. You are connected to your furry companion as you're running the trails. But solo runners and walkers can join the trails too to help raise fund for this year's charity of choice, the Crisis Cafe, which benefits all of Brown County. Check it out. Head to WGBW.fm and click events.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Smile. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my excitations.
97.9 WTBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
You're gonna cry now. You're gonna
Won't love, 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 free, why don't you pay? station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
We'll be right back. Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. A great lineup of more classics on the way. And don't forget, weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Dan Marcus is back with the local news, timeless hits, and everything you want to start your day. It's all here on 97.9 WGBW.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Right now, baby. Right now. And you just wait and see.
The last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from the dead man's curve.
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 Dead man's curve. I can hear him say, won't come back from the dead man's curve.
Dead man's curve.
Dead man's curve. There's no place to play.
Dead man's curve.
So
Announced by President Trump in a post on Truth Social, saying Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of a peace deal, which includes the release of the hostages. A senior official saying the hostages could begin getting released as soon as Monday. Republican Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota giving credit to
the president. Obviously, he's the key to all of it, really. And but Steve Witkoff and Jared, their work on it. It's been something to watch.
That would be Jared Kushner. Here at home, President Trump moving full steam ahead with his federal crackdown. Soldiers from the Texas National Guard are now in the Chicago area, said to be protecting federal property. A proposal in Denmark may not get a lot of likes from young people. The country proposing a social media ban for Danes under the age of 15. This week, the Danish prime minister telling fellow lawmakers the platforms are stealing children's childhoods. This is ABC News. The NCAA has moved a step closer to allowing athletes and athletic department staff members to bet on professional sports. The East Coast could be in for a weekend storm, ABC News meteorologist Lee Goldberg.
Growing concern for this potential coastal low. The building blocks for this storm are still coming together. It hasn't formed yet. But now we're getting more consensus from our weather charts that low pressure will be in the northwest Bahamas on Friday, bringing soaking rains and winds to the southeast coast. And then it makes a very slow move up the coast, could arrive in the northeast by the time we get to Sunday.
In the southeast, Tropical Storm Priscilla is moving toward Baja